that relevant in the big scheme of things. I'm trying to get my paperwork together. Here we go. Chris, this is for you. This is for all men. You don't need this advice that much. I don't think you violate most in any of these. But for the rest of you, listen up. I got something for you. Big baby?
Justin Acri?
I want you to pay very close attention to this because okay. You just crossed the barrier to 30 years old.
I sure did.
Very recently. Things change when you turn 30, big baby. You should know that by now.
Probably should quit wearing these shoes.
I probably should have told you all this before you turn 30.
You're no longer a teenager, okay?
That's right. I have a top 10 list of things, according to AskMen.com, that you should not wear after the age of 30. And once you hit 40, I got a whole nother list. You should not wear chocolate stains on your shirt or anywhere else. But that's for everybody. Okay, moving on. Here we go. Top 10. Visors. It's okay on the golf course, though. I hope, because I still do. Paul Rudd's character in Forgetting Sarah Marshall wore a visor. Why? Because he was an absolute idiot. If you're afraid of the sun getting in your eyes, go buy some sunglasses. It says no man should ever wear the same headgear that the guy who restocks the relish at Nathan's wears. If you wear a visor backward, you should be shot. This is one I absolutely agree with, and I would put in the same group as this affliction, but Ed Hardy t-shirts. Says there's no justifiable excuse for a 30-year-old man to wear a t-shirt with a bedazzled dragon on it. Nothing says pathetically clinging to youth like a middle-aged man wearing Ed Hardy clothing. Remember a few years back when a post-divorce John Gosselin from John and Kate Plus 8 was relevant? Well, you know what? He was always wearing Ed Hardy t-shirts. Do you really want to be that guy? Stop it. And I don't want to see the Affliction shirts either. Sorry. Number four. Wait, one, two. Oh, number three. See, they've got these on the wrong. They've got these on pages, and it's anyway. The numbers are all screwed up. Anyway, bright sneakers. Adults can wear sneakers with colors in them. It's fine. But there's something not right about a 30-year-old guy wearing a pair of electric yellow sneakers with neon green laces. It's fine if you play for Notre Dame. Uh-huh. Not so cool if you're just walking around the street. This is one I've never seen before. I'm not familiar with the winter short phenomenon. But
usually goes with flip-flops.
I guess winter short guy is the same as sweatpants guy. It basically says, nah, I've given up.
If you're just wearing shorts in the winter?
Yeah.
I'm breaking that rule.
So if it's 24 degrees, you wear shorts?
Maybe not 24.
Okay, 32?
Nah, 40.
Okay. This is a guy who won't play golf if it's under 70. Real cool. You are a mystery wrapped in an enigma, Chris Kramas. You really are. Number five, saggy jeans. If I have to explain this to you, come in here and Big Baby will smack you in the head with a mallet.
Can you get a mulligan if you're losing weight and you haven't gone clothes shopping yet? But sometimes jeans just sag if you're losing weight.
You know what? That's like the guy says, oh, I don't know what happened. I just woke up and I slept with her. Sorry. No, you don't just lose weight. I don't know what diet you're on.
I did. I don't know how it happened.
I've never woken up and had 20 pounds fall off my bodies. So there's no excuse for it, no. Because guess what? Evolve's open 6 days a week. You have plenty of opportunities to buy new clothes. It is not okay. And there's a difference between, you can tell the difference between saggy jeans like, hey, I lost 20 pounds, and saggy jeans and, hey, everybody check out my boxers underneath my jeans. It's super cool. It's a fashion statement.
Or, hey, well, these jeans were designed to go under my cheeks.
Well, the old guys figured it out, right? When they do that, they just start pulling them up higher and do the belt right under their...
Yeah, I mean, it's not pants. They're really three-quarters of a body suit.
Yeah. Stupid. Number six. I absolutely agree with this.
When the zipper shows chest hair, you know they're pulling it up.
That's just one more thing to worry about with the zipper, too.
Don't need that. Don't need that. Where are we? Number six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah, six is jean shorts. Again. If I have to explain it to you, please come into the studio. Big Baby will smack you in the head with a mallet because you are an idiot. And that's only because I don't use that other word,
yeah,
which is so appropriate and David Spade would appreciate. Number seven, wallet chain. Unless you're in a Sons of Anarchy-like biker gang, wearing a wallet chain over 30 is indisputably Delta Bravo-like, according to this list. Don't blame me. Take it up with AskMen.com. Number 8, leather wristbands. I never got this. Although I have a friend who played in a rock and roll band, and he wore one, and I think he still does. He's also a better golfer than me, and a really good fisherman.
Eyeliner too?
Nope.
Seems like that goes with the leather belt buckle.
He's got the same haircut as Phil Elson.
Meaning you cut what hair you have.
It says, you know, I actually made a leather wristband in shop class in 8th grade, and I've never worn one since. Said Justin on it. Oh, man. All right, number 8. No, number 9, sorry. T-shirts with funny slogans. This one I have a little bit of a problem with. If it's a T-shirt sold at a kiosk in the middle of the mall, don't buy it, it says. Seriously, you know the shirts I'm talking about. High school to college student can pull it off. It says FBI, female body inspector, or free mustache rides. But a dude who's starting to go gray, not cool. I know you may have already dug out that Jesus is my homeboy T-shirt that you wore back when you were 21, but you need to throw it out, it says. I actually like catchy T-shirts like that, though. I don't wear them very often, but every once in a while. And last on this list, although there was an addendum to the list, so I'm going to go top 11. Crocs.
At any point of the day?
If you're a grown man, Crocs are out.
You got that, Dad?
Phil, I'm a shoe guy. You know this.
Yes,
we talked about it.
Yep.
I am the Imelda Marcos of dudes. There is not a Croc to be found in my closet. Flip-flops are okay, much to the chagrin of my former co-host. I think it's okay for men to bare their feet on occasion, especially if you're at the beach. But Crocs are never all right. Last but not least, jerseys, okay? If you're over the age of 30, especially... No, I'm not going to say it. Anyway, you shouldn't be wearing a jersey if you're a dude.
It's safe to say you didn't make the team.
But what if you're at a game? If you're at a game, it's okay, right?
No.
Even if you're at a game?
You can wear a baseball jersey is the only thing that's acceptable. You cannot wear a basketball jersey, even if you wear a shirt underneath, if you're over 30. And you cannot wear a football jersey if you're over the age of 30.
Well, I mean, I will say this. I mean, hockey fans wear hockey jerseys to games. I know we're in Arkansas, but I think for hockey, you've got to let it. You've got to let it be.
No, I don't have to. Hockey fans are idiots on a whole different level.
That's a great list.
I thought so, too.
That's funny.
Congratulations, AskMen.com.
Is there anything about hats worn backwards?
Yes, just visors. Hats worn backwards, I'm okay with.
We used to have a producer that wore a visor all the time. Remember that guy?
Uh-uh.
Danny Joe.
Oh, yeah.
He's the visor king.
See, I've already blocked him out. Such a miserable experience.
Best is the visor.
Crawford, I'm kidding. I love you.
And upside down.
Yeah, he never wears backwards, though. That's a no-no. That is really dumb.
Where's the list of things women aren't supposed to wear after the age of 30?
Who am I to judge? I can't tell them what to do. I'm not a woman.
What are you talking about? This is the station that does babe brackets.
Good point. I find that offensive and misogynistic. Speaking of hockey, Phil, I've gone on this rant before. I won't spend a lot of time on it because we have to take one more time out. But I don't like the fighting in hockey, and I know I'm an idiot because of that. It's bothersome to me, and they're always like, oh, man, that's the worst thing ever. Well, what did he do? Oh, he punched him when he wasn't looking, or he hit him with his stick. And I'm thinking, look, if you encourage fighting, occasionally guys are going to take it too far. I'm like, I guess my fear is something really bad is going to happen at some point.
And
I think
something bad has happened in some of these fights.
Right, and my thing is... Hockey's a violent enough, dangerous enough sport. It's not like basketball. If a couple of basketball guys get into it and scrap occasionally, I get it. But smashing into the other guy, although hard fouls are part of the game, smashing into the other guy like hockey and football, not part of it. You don't see fights in football very often.
Well, they do have a face mask.
True, but you don't see fights very often because guess what? You get to take it out on the other guy as a legal part of the game, in the same way hockey does. To me, hockey doesn't need fighting. There are other sports that absolutely need it. I think chess should have fighting. You don't get to touch the other guy.
Mandatory fighting.
I mean, my thing is, if there's no contact in the sport, if there's no serious contact, that's why you get bench-clearing brawls in baseball. I understand that. If a guy's throwing a projectile at me and he hits me and it's going 95 miles an hour and he's doing it intentionally, he deserves to get his butt beat. That's part of the deal. I have no problem with bench-clearing brawls in baseball. Don't misunderstand. But hockey is part of the flow of the game. Violence is a portion of it.
And
that's
they say that's the only sport where they say, hey, fighting is a part of the game. You know, that's what the defenders of fighting in hockey will tell you.
But I know that. But my whole thing is the game is violent enough. There's plenty of contact as it is. It doesn't need fighting.
I love the idea of fighting in NASCAR.
Yeah, and I like that too.
Again, mandatory.
And clearly NASCAR likes it as well. They're encouraging it. They got Danica Patrick and fighting. They can't lose. Here's my deal. This all came up because I saw, and I don't know who these guys are. I'm sure you can weigh in on this as a hockey fan. I don't watch it closely. I've never had a team to adopt. while I rooted for Chicago Cubs and I rooted for the Bulls as a kid, I never really got on with the Blackhawks. I like hockey. I love going to a game. It's a great experience. It's a good excuse to drink Kolsch or whatever's handy. Anyway, there was a fight in this hockey game the other day, and one guy knocked out the other guy. It was Matt Martin and Tom Kostopoulos. Did I pronounce that right? Kostopoulos. Greek names always freak me out. Anyway, punched him, knocked him out cold. Great punch, admittedly. Would have been fine in a boxing situation, but knocked the dude out. As soon as he knocks him out and the guy goes down and goes limp on the ice, he starts waving over to the bench, come over and help him like LT did when he broke Theismann's leg in half. The whole thing was just like, I'm afraid, something bad's going to happen, and then they're going to go, what do we do now? I mean, it's one thing to go when a guy hits a dude in the head with a stick and hurts him seriously, or they push him down from behind and smash his face in the boards. You know, that's not acceptable fighting in hockey. That's over the top. But this is okay. Two guys face to face, I land a good shot on you. What if the dude falls and either, I don't know, breaks his neck? I don't know what's going to happen.
Remember the movie Youngblood?
Yeah. Huh? What was the movie where the chick gets hit from behind and gets paralyzed?
$1 Million Baby.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you, Big Baby. He has all the movies with Baby in the title.
That's right.
Memorized. Anyway.
You got a hockey fan on the line right
now.
I
like hockey a lot. Don't misunderstand. My point is, it's the sports that have no violence whatsoever in them that need fighting.
See
I'm
how
okay
you're retracting
it
now?
Yeah, like if soccer guys fight, I would love to see a bench-clearing brawl in soccer. That makes sense. But pushing each other down is not only frowned upon, you get thrown out of the game for it. They take it way too far. Red card. Got a place for that red card, pal. Drew?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
How y'all fellas doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, man. I ain't going to razz you too hard, but I am a hockey fan. I am a Southerner, and I love the Chicago Blackhawks. That is my team. But that being said, man, how could you not enjoy a good hockey fight? I mean, 9 times out of 10, I heard your point, and I agree with a little of it. And I'd point out on the collegiate level that you can't fight. And there needs to be more attention drawn to the Razorbacks collegiate hockey team, as they got a very good one. But hockey, boys, it's the pride of Canada. You know what I'm saying there? I mean, that's their national pastime up there. It's like gravy on the French fries. You got to have it. And that all being said, I mean, a good hockey fight is something to be seen. My favorite player is probably Steve Ott. And that dude, I mean, it really adds a spark to the team. That's really what it's all about.
I'd just much rather see a guy get blown up as part of the flow of the game, as opposed to watching two dudes throw down. I don't know. This is a fight I know I'll never win, but it's situations like this where somebody's going to get badly hurt, and then what's the NHL going to do? They're going to go,
Yeah.
It's one thing when a guy gets hit in the back of the head with a stick. Everybody knows that's a no-no. But when two dudes square off and some dude gets hurt seriously or paralyzed or, God forbid, worse, then then what are they going to do? Then they're going to have quite a situation on their hands.
Anyone can run that same chance at your average bar in the South on any Saturday night.
Well, I've never read the NHL rule book, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't have how to score a fight within the rules of the game. It's one of those things. It's an acceptable no-no. It's a weird deal.
And if you drop the gloves in college, brother, you are in a world of trouble.
Well, in any other sport, too. Think about it. Any of the other sports, once you throw a punch, you're gone for the game and maybe longer. In hockey,
and
you're getting 5 minutes.
Right, yeah. It's a different deal. I mean, it's a unique sport in that. To me, if it needed it, I'd be cool with it. I just don't think it needs it. There are lots of other sports that need it a lot more than hockey does. And to me, hockey's the one that embraces it. I don't understand that.
And it's an interesting combo, too. Guys that can skate at 35 miles an hour backwards, stop on a dime, and then throw a couple of roundhouse rights.
Yeah, hockey,
it's like biathlon. It doesn't seem to
work. Love it.
Hockey athletes are extremely underrated for their physical gifts. I mean, they are incredible.
Thanks for the line, fellas. You have a good day.
Drew, appreciate the call. Yeah, and this is one I know I don't fight too ardently anymore because it's a fight I know I'll never win. Hockey fans, it sort of goes, it's like peas and carrots. Fighting and hockey, it's all sort of mixed in together in the bowl. But for me, mm-mm. I do want to give some love to a hockey team when we come back and wrap things up. You're in the zone, Buzz Radio Network.